This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sunil Awasthi. A Queensland man is believed to have been killed while fighting in Ukraine. Caleb List travelled to Ukraine to join the Ukrainian Foreign Legion in 2022. Sources in Ukraine have told the ABC he is currently missing and is believed to have died in heavy fighting in the Kharkiv region last month. Earlier this week, Australian soldier Nick Parsons was confirmed to have been killed in Ukraine this month while working for a charity removing landmines. The Department of Foreign Affairs says it is providing consular assistance to the families of those missing in Ukraine and is urging Australians to heed warnings not to travel to the country. Former Olympic cyclist Rowan Dennis has received a suspended sentence over the incident that led to the death of his wife, fellow Olympian Melissa Hoskins. In the District Court in South Australia today, Dennis was sentenced to 1 year and 5 months in jail to be suspended for 2 years. He was also placed on a 2-year good behaviour bond and had his driving licence suspended for 5 years. Dennis pleaded guilty to committing an aggravated act likely to cause harm after his wife was struck by his vehicle near their Adelaide home in 2023 in what Dennis maintains was a tragic accident. Ms. Hoskins later died in Royal Adelaide Hospital. The offence carries a maximum sentence of 7 years in jail, but Dennis's barrister asked that her client receive a suspended sentence, and this was not opposed by the prosecution. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says Russia's attempt at a military partnership with Indonesia won't affect Australia's relationship with its close neighbour. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will fly to Jakarta this afternoon to meet the Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto. It will be the first foreign trip of his second term. The pair are expected to talk about global trade and tensions as well as Indonesia's developing relationship with China and Russia. Earlier this year, it was revealed Russia had approached Indonesia, seeking to build a military airbase on one of its islands, something Indonesia says it has no plans to accommodate. Senator Wong has told the Nine Network Australia is unthreatened by what has gone on. Opposition finance spokesperson Jane Hume has hailed the election of Susan Lee as Liberal leader as a new beginning for the party. The former deputy Liberal leader was elected to the top job over opposition Treasury spokesman Angus Taylor in a party room vote yesterday. The new leader says all coalition policies are up for review after their devastating loss at the election. Ms. Hume has told Channel 7 Sunrise program the elevation of Ms. Lee gives the party a chance to re-evaluate. And in football, Socceroos striker Cassini Yenge's career is at a crossroads after he was released by English team Portsmouth. The former Adelaide United and Western Sydney Wanderers forward joined Portsmouth last season, helping the club gain promotion to the Championship, the second highest level of English football, by scoring 13 goals in 31 games. But battling hamstring and knee injuries this year, he's failed to find the back of the net at all. His release could impact his future in the Australian team. Socceroos coach Tony Popovich has previously said he admires the striker, but Yenge needs to find an environment where he is playing regularly. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This has been SBS News in Easy English.